This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, I'm going to admit it. I was a little bit late today getting to the show. I was. First hour, I had to get out of my cry closet. I didn't know where the handle was. It turns out it was a doorknob. Nobody told me to twist it. I mean, I was just pushing and pushing and pushing, and it just wouldn't open. I was just crying. I was like, and somebody finally came along and I guess opened it from the other side, and thankfully they did. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, we're a snowflake. We're a show for snowflakes and unicorns. My mind's thinking ahead. Oh, man, that's what happens when you get into the cry closet. Have you guys heard this story? The cry closet. There's such a thing as a cry closet. They showcased it at the University of Utah, was it? Yeah, University of Utah. Student had created a safe space to help his peers cope with their testing anxieties. I'm glad they gave white kids something. I really am, because white, because University of Utah, it's pretty white up there. Let's face it. Not the home of an HBCU, a historically black college and university. No, the University of Utah is full of Mormons. I got nothing against them. Good people, good solid folks. But they got a cry closet at the university there. I wonder if they have one at Brigham Young. It's a state school, so they got a few more blacks than normal. But you think black folks use a cry closet, seriously? Do you think so? I mean, today's blacks probably do. And if you had a cry closet when I was growing up, we'd have beat you up as you were delivering it. Yeah. I'm just saying, we cry closet. Seriously? A safe space for peers to cope with testing anxiety. Think about it. During the time of Michael Brown's getting himself killed, black folks needed a cry closet. Instead, they settled for a segregated area of campus where no whites were allowed. They were like, get us a place where we can go because we need a place to heal from all this racial insensitivity that's going on around here in the leftist utopia of academia. It always cracks me up when I look at where the leftists are, you know, what they do, what they own in terms of system. And then you find out the system is broken and nobody seems to understand that the system is what broke the system is leftism. Oh, man, let's see. The door on art student Nemo Miller's exhibit invites stressed out students in for a quick 10-minute cry session during finals. You better know this. Some kids in that school are already talking about what else they can do in the cry closet. Mm-hmm. You better know. I'm going to tell you this. Take some disinfectant in a black light, because you just don't want to be crying anywhere in the cry closet. You know what I'm saying? Here's what the university spokeswoman, Jana Cunningham. Just let it out. Let yourself just get away from your studies for the next 10 minutes, because that'll do it. If you cry it out, things are good. I didn't take that approach when I was getting my engineering, computer science, and math degrees. I just gutted it out. Did they have a gut closet? Because we gutted it out. Ooh. I'm always behind the times. I should have got a gut closet and put it on campus and put a sign on the door that says, for those who need to gut it out. And then you could go in there. I don't know what you do, because I gutted it out in the privacy of my own little apartment. It was off campus there on Greenville Avenue at the corner of 635 and Greenville. Yeah, roach-infested place. Jeez, that place was full of roaches. My closet should have been a cry closet at my house just because of the number of roaches I had. Sucker should have been paying rent. I mean, families of them. Yeah, and I'm not trying to get all graphic, but I hate seeing that roach that has a little pocket on the back, that little paddle, full of roach eggs. Little hatchlings ready to go. Ugh. God. I'm crying about it now. I need to go. Y'all, will y'all mind if I step away for a minute to go to the cry closet? So this thing that they were talking about is a 400-pound standalone closet. or students who need a safe space sometimes, even if it's in a very public space. So you could just be walking along, and I want you to just understand what you got here. You could be cruising along, minding your own business, and you just need to cry it out, and you could stop in the middle of the, you know, the student center there, jump into the cry box. You don't become Superman. You become, I don't know, Chumpy Man, you know, a pajama boy. You get in there, you cry it out, whatever else, and you leave. 10 minutes max. I don't know. My thing would be, how many students are on campus if everybody decided to hit the cry box at once? Won't there be a bunch of whining if somebody's already in there? Take a number. You don't like your number. You don't like how long you have to wait in comparison to somebody else. Is this thing like Six Flags? I'm just thinking out loud here. Cry closet. Get this. Jade Allison. This is a student. She said this while laughing, which is good. Because I'm thinking, if you're serious, Jade, you're in big trouble. She says, I think one of these should be everywhere all the time. Oh, man. Let's hear the clip.
It's the semester, and students at the University of Utah are busy cramming for finals.
It's an intense week.
A new art exhibit is a welcome distraction. It's called the Cry Closet. It's all students on campus can talk about. Twitter and Facebook are going crazy.
I thought I had to come out and check it out.
Students are flooding the library just to get a glimpse.
My friend said that there was an actual, like, crying closet. And it's here, and it's a for real crying closet.
Created by art student Nemo Miller, the closet is meant to relieve the stress of finals. A sign on the door invites students in to take a break.
Just let it all out. Let yourself just get away from your studies for the next 10 minutes.
Let's get a look at what's inside the closet. Stuffed animals for comfort, lights, and of course a timer to keep track of how long you're in there for.
I think one of these should be everywhere all the time.
Students seem to like the exhibit, even if all it does is provide a little laugh.
Just its name, like the Cry Closet, is a little funny because definitely finals is a time to cry and panic.
Whether or not tears are shed, it still has people talking.
It's doing exactly what art is meant to do, which is to spark a conversation.
In Salt Lake City, Jenna Rowe, 2 News.
There you have it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And I'm going to tell you something. And I'm being serious. Leftists listen to this program, and they run off and cry. I don't know where. I don't know if you can get one into one of these cry closets at like a Home Depot or a Lowe's. By the way, they are not sponsors of the show. They should be. But I think that's where leftists run off to cry. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You a football fan? Your whole life? You notice how football is whack now? Things are changing? It seems like, look, this may be old thinking, okay? Now, when I came up, you a football fan? No? That's he's not. Like, what dude? Like, that shocked me. Like, dude's a football fan. Oh, I don't just know too about it. Like, football is not like the game. When I came up, dude, football was it was gladiated. It was angry. It was angry. It was just like when we hit somebody, when I played, if you hit somebody and he didn't get up, like we didn't hold hands with the other team and pray, like hold hands and all. Everyone prays for him to get up. We used to do a Indian, like, sell a hump dance circle around, like, yeah, look at you. Oh, 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 oh. And, like, and our crowd's like, he's paralyzed. That's right. Oh, oh, oh. We'd be looking for his mother crying. Be like, that's right, lady. That's what you get for letting him out here with killers. He can't even wiggle his toes. Take his socks. socks. We would tie his socks around our helmet for the next week. Like the next team, they knew, oh, that's the team that be tying paralyzed niggas' socks around their helmets to scare them next week. And it ain't like we were thinking about harming somebody. It's just that's what we did. Right?
Welcome back, you terrorists. See, what Patrice O'Neill's talking about there, that is exactly the way you have to approach politics. Everybody wants to be all, oh my gosh. It's so in the martial arts, we do the same thing, but that's an individual sport. You kick somebody in the crotch or whatever, you stop, you get on a knee, and you're sorry. But if you're whooping somebody's head, yeah, I'm talking about it in a sparring match, in a ring, you're not apologizing. I told you guys, many people know this about me. I had a friend, his name is Barry Byers. I was fighting Barry Byers, who's a killer. And I was a brown belt, Barry was a black belt. And he said he wanted me to move around with him because he had a fight. And he says he wanted somebody fast. So he picked me. And Barry outweighed me 50 pounds. I mean, he's a heavyweight, North Texas heavyweight champion at the time. So I get in the ring with him. And he comes in and boom, I mean, I bust him. I hit him just with everything I had. And it shocked me that I was able to do it because I was quicker. And as soon as I hit him, I was like, oh, say, Barry, sorry. And he went, what? And he looked at me with this mean look. And he threw me against the wall. And he just starts pummeling me because I couldn't get out of the way. And he's boof, 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 hitting me. And the dude kicked like a horse. And it's all I can do to just try to get elbows in so he couldn't hit me hard. And I was still fighting. And then he did that for about 15 seconds. And he stopped me. And he says, don't you ever apologize. That's your job. He says, I brought you in here to be quicker. So after that, didn't matter who I fought. If you said you were, yeah, Kevin, I'm training. I got a match coming up. Got a deal coming up. Okay. Boom. And I went at you hard. So what I'm saying is we can't be chumps. We can't be, oh, well, it's okay, But I mean, I'm not saying we lost in Alabama. Big deal. But you know what I'm thinking right now? I'm training. Wait till November in 2018. Watch who you fight that time. You better be watching the tape because you're going to get a whooping. So every issue that comes up, I'm not shaking your hand. I'm not helping you off the mat. I'm not helping you off the ground. I'm looking, like Patrice said, I'm looking for your mama crying so I can go, yeah, would you bring your kid down here? Whatever. I know that sounds cruel, but we're not talking about team sports. We're talking about our lives. You guys want to play games? Play games. Pretend that you don't have kids and grandkids. You don't have businesses. Pretend that you're okay watching other people get their way with lunacy, and you just, oh, it's no problem. I mean, so what? They're bringing in illegals, and one of them shot Kate Steinle, and others are out there raping people and robbing people and killing people with gang activity, bringing over drugs, sex trafficking. It doesn't matter. Come on. They got better things to do. Everybody, let's go to the club. Let's go grab a cocktail together. Let's all get together and watch football. It's a pansy sport now anyway. So, yeah, I take it very seriously. I hope you guys do too. I'm looking at all the things that are happening around us being revealed. And this is sort of I don't want to get all biblical on you, but I do it from time to time. But, they say God will reveal these things. You don't understand why things happen, but it's being revealed. Obama for 8 years. Why? Why, Lord? Why? You looked up to the heavens. Lord, why? The first time he got elected, I kind of understand, Lord, because this racism thing will go away. But the second time, y'all were if I had got money as a shrink during that time, I could have paid a good solid down payment on my next home. I was talking white people off the cliff for days. Kevin, brother, what are we going to do? The Supreme Court, oh my gosh, we've got massive, this, I can't believe it. I thought we had it. And I was telling everybody, Romney gonna win, Romney gonna do it. Because statistically, Romney couldn't lose. I still don't believe he did. But God is now, calm down, calm white people. Please, please, white people. White people, I've got this. And so it was revealed. God revealed to us. He's gonna be so bad. Barack Obama will be so bad that you won't have to worry. Don't worry about it. He'll be horrible. He will decimate the Democrats. Republicans will win governorships. They will win more seats in the House, more seats in the Senate. And I will bring to you a Messiah with funny hair. And so it was revealed. What's being revealed to you right now? All these rhinos. All these sexual misconduct allegations, mostly on the left, I'm talking about rippling through the Democrats. Even Kirsten Gillibrand, whatever her name is, she's up here taking pictures with, she's got a picture with every lecherous leftist on the planet. Bill Clinton, Harvey Weinstein, you name it. She thinks her career is in full gear now. Her career is torpedoed. She didn't even know she torpedoed her career. God's revealing. What about this FBI thing? How many of us thought we could trust our government? I did. I was one of these people who went, you know, there are lots of elements. These Democrats are crooked, but we can at least trust the FBI. I remember the first time I saw Comey, I was like, man, you know, they say he's fair. I bet he's fair. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
This afternoon, a shooting occurred at the Capital Gazette newspaper newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. Ron Bateman is with the Anne Arundel, Maryland County Sheriff's Department. He has more on the situation.
I was just informed a little while ago that based on the radio transmission, several of my deputy sheriffs went to that address to provide assistance and do what was necessary at the scene, and that's when we heard of the radio there were multiple fatalities, and in fact, one of my deputy sheriff canine handlers made an apprehension of a suspect. It is an active investigation. It's unfolding as we speak.
President Trump participated in the groundbreaking of a new Foxconn plant that will bring 15,000 jobs to Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. The president talked about what the company will be manufacturing.
Robotics here. They're doing many other things, including full television sets. They're doing many things here, and they'll do a lot of expansion.
This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Belief. Leptists speak of belief in man's wishes, and they tell you that anything is possible if you only believe. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson's show. I thought about my belief system growing up. Now, there's two ways to think about it. There's what you believe in terms of what you can accomplish, right? The left will tell somebody, you can be anything you want to be. All you have to do is dream, et cetera, et cetera. But if you profess, for example, that belief in God, many will ridicule you. Is a belief in something greater than yourself a righteous belief? I certainly think so. I think that's man's most amazing quality, is to be selfless, is to say, you know what, I'm willing to stand in front of the bullet on behalf of somebody else. I'm willing to give my life in sacrifice of something that I think is a greater good. Military people do it all the time. They go to war. That's one of the reasons they go. They gladly give their lives. The police will do so. Other people will do the same thing. And yet, when you say, what drives a person to do that, and you mention something, and you say, well, it's my belief in God, it's my belief in something else. If life is so precious, why are there so many people willing to give it up for somebody else? Why does the left ridicule that notion? Fight against it, in fact. To me, that's an interesting question. Because they claim to be altruistic and humanitarian and philanthropic and all these different things. And you would think that they would be the first ones to say life is meaningless. If in other words, if I'm willing to sacrifice for somebody else, there has to be something better. If not, you're fighting to stay on earth. You're fighting to keep your riches. You're fighting to keep your cars and your houses and your, you know, girlfriends and boyfriends and whatever else you may have. You're fighting for that. So what really are their beliefs? I mean, in my opinion, none of the things that I've seen of the left stand the test of time. They don't even stand the test of now. Muhammad Ali said, it is repetition of affirmations that lead to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. He was talking about it in terms of winning the championship. Now, he converted to Islam and, you know, gave his life to Allah, and I don't know what's going on with him in terms of that. That's his walk with God or Allah or whatever it is, but he fought for much bigger than just being the champion of the world, and he was certainly noted for more than that. What do you think his belief system was? I mean, forget, I'm not trying to make this about Christianity versus Islam or whatever. I'm just asking you, here's a man who had a firm belief system in God, in his case, in Allah. I don't ever remember them ridiculing him for it. A farmer plants seeds, and from those seeds spring crops. And crops feed civilization. But if a man were to gaze upon a seed, would he see such a future? If you were to take the average person that didn't know anything about farming and say, here, and you put a seed in his hand, do you think he would see what that seed would become? I wouldn't. The core belief right now, folks, for leftists is resist. Resist. Ask them, resist what? I've seen video after video. What are you resisting? I'm resisting Donald Trump and, you know, the fact that he is, you know, Donald Trump and he's the president and, you know, and no, but specifically, what are you resisting? I mean, you've got a pretty good economy. You've got, you know, foreign policy that seems to be coming in line. You've got trade policy that's being looked at. People are getting jobs. Yeah, but we must resist. Resist, resist. And as Sharpton would say, resist we much. And to this we much thus resist. They have no other core beliefs. Core beliefs of conservatives have withstood the test of time. They remain true to this day. Like I said, believe in yourself. That's what we're taught. But who are you? We know we're children of God, unworthy of His grace and His mercy. What do the left believe? They believe in their belief system. I can be all that I want to be, whoever I want to be. And the minute they can't become that, then they lose their core. They lose their minds. They lose their minds. And they shoot up schools. They shoot up churches. They shoot up their arms. They don't know how to handle it. They find themselves, and you know what they find? I'm an empty shell. I'm an empty vessel. I don't know what I want. I don't know who I am. A guy by the name of Blaise Pascal said, belief is a wise wager. He's speaking about it spiritually. He says, granted that faith cannot be proved, but what harm will come to you if you gamble on its truth and it proves false? If you gain, you gain all. If you lose nothing. Wager then without hesitation that he exists. Now look, I'm not trying to make this a sermon. You guys know I'm a Christ follower, but I'm a failed human being. Very failed, very flawed, admittedly so, and so are you. That's why I don't feel bad talking like this. And I think in many cases, hopefully this shores up things for you. I'm not going off Philippians 4:13 on you, but I am trying to give you the notion to make you understand that when you talk about conservatism, you're talking about Christian conservatism, Judeo-Christian values. I'll include the Jews. You're talking about somebody that has a belief in something. And that's why when we talk about politics, we're not selfishly talking about it. We're talking about it from the standpoint of helping mankind. Because you know what? The only people on this planet who understand that this life isn't that big of a deal are the people who believe in something else. And that's why we don't hold it that seriously. If that were the case, wouldn't we all be fighting for Ferraris and fighting for the big house and fighting for, you know, all the bling? I mean, look at who really fights for that stuff. There are people who earn it. There are people who go out there, they do their thing and they earn it, that are conservatives. But let me tell you, liberals will fight for it. They will connive. They will do everything they could. Look at the Clintons, a perfect example. Nothing wrong with wealth, by the way. Nothing wrong with it. If you come by it honestly, if you give your part to God and say, God, you know, here's the 10% you deserve, and then save some, and then help others, live within your means. There's a whole lot of ways that the Bible tells you to deal with that. But here's the thing, money's not bad if you pursue money and that's the only thing you want. That's bad. Same way as if you only thing you want is lots of women or lots of jewelry or lots of big house, you know, whatever. The pursuit of anything. Maybe you love gambling. Belief. What do leftists believe? H.L. Mencken, he was a prolific author, back in the late 1800s, well, he was born then, in the early 1900s, and he says, democracy is a pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. He's saying, all these ignorant people get together, they form a democracy, and then they vote on that. He pretty closely mimics what America has become. Save that we are a democratic republic, thankfully, and not a democracy. And he went on to predict something. He predicted Barack Obama, because he said, on some great and glorious day, the plain folks of the land will reach their heart's desires at last, and the White House will be adorned by a downright moron. He predicted it. See, the reason we're talking about this belief system is this. Leftists spend a lot of time seeing, but they don't observe very much. See, what we do is we observe. We look at the accountability factor. We ask ourselves, okay, I see that that person does this every day, but I don't understand why they do it that way. They could save time. They could do this or whatever. We observe, and then we refine, and we make things better. The left don't do that. The left observe, and they ignore. They've observed other cultures, other civilizations that have failed at leftism, and yet they still have a belief system that fails them. We've observed cultures and looked at the ones that worked. We pieced together the fabric that became America. We called it the Democratic Republic, a Democratic Republic. We called it the United States of America. And over its entire existence, everybody wanted to get here. From the beginning, people wanted to get here. And as flawed as it has become under liberalism, people still want to get here. But it's not because of the left. It's because of you and your belief system. See, you see and you observe. What is the reason that we are in this situation? Christopher Lash said, the effect of mass media is not to elicit belief, but to maintain the apparatus of addiction. Mass media is merely a marketing arm for the leftist movement. So what's happened is leftists have put our beliefs to the test. For example, do you believe in the justice system right now, given what you've witnessed between Hillary Clinton and what's gone on with James Comey and McCabe and all those guys? Do you really believe in the justice system? I contend your belief has been tested.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Black people will move heaven and earth to get out of a black neighborhood and move to a, quote, white neighborhood. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm not telling you something you don't already know. And I know there are people out there going, can he say that? Yes, I can. I can say that. You want to know why I can say that? Because it's the truth. See, I grew up around a lot of black people. For those of you who are wondering, I am indeed black. Yes, he's a black man who enunciates. But anyway, growing up black, let me tell you something. There, to a person, everybody I knew wanted to move from my neighborhood when I was a kid and get into a nicer neighborhood. And it was typically a white neighborhood. Now, it might have been a little uneasy at first because there's all these white folks, but the minute they got there and white folks started doing how white folks were, that was the end of it. It was there at the occasional, we don't want your content here, that was depicted in the movies? Certainly. You knew it before you even moved in. People act like, no, you got there and then suddenly people turned. Nobody turned. If you were going to move into a neighborhood, you already knew that they didn't want blacks. And by the way, those days ended in the 70s, but worst case, the 80s. There's hardly a person alive today that can't live anywhere they choose. Anywhere. And let me tell you, all these diehard Black Lives Matter Hollywood bourgeois cocktail sipping fakes and frauds, they all want to leave the hood, and guess where they live? They live where the demographic is not even close to black, the 13% black in the population. It'll be 2% black people in their neighborhood at best. But they'll act like, Black Lives Matter, man, police treat us different. And they cry and, you know, and decry everything that's going on in society as they completely remove themselves. Chris Rock talked about it. My daughters don't know nothing about being black. My daughters go up white. I'm afraid they don't know nothing. His daughters have no experience in the so-called black experience. All the things that Chris Rock talks about, his daughters don't have a clue. They will listen to their dad's humor, his old tapes, and go, I don't get it. I don't get it, Daddy. How'd you make so much money? They have no idea. He admitted it. But let me tell you something. Angst on top of angst with white folks. No whites allowed. Let me tell you. What's funny, when you look at the world, and I've talked about this before, the population of whites is nowhere near the dominant population. Asians and all kinds of Latinos and Muslims, they're all much larger in population than white folks. White folks get a little block of land, and they do something with it, whether it's Australia or not New Zealand, but even though New Zealand technically is a bunch of white folks too, I mean, but it's South Pacific. But whether it's Australian or Scandinavia, little countries, England, little countries, little white countries, they talk like this. Hello, how are you? Very nice. And now there's suddenly everything that you talk about. We got a multiculturalized man. It's too white in America. You have a whole group of people talking about the blackening of America, the browning of America. It's too white for them. Yet, you never hear anybody talk about the lightening, or the whitening, if you will, of Africa. The whitening, if you will, of Central America, South America. It never happens. That discussion will never come up. In probably a million years. Because nobody wants to live in those countries, number one. And so what they're effectively saying is, we want to bring these countries that are struggling, that have all this kind of, you know, they've got all kinds of issues. And we want to bring those people into civilized society. Now, if you were to tell me we're going to do what's the movie? Where the guy works with a lady and makes her into a lady. My Fair Lady? No, it wasn't. But anyway, he's going to make her into a lady, right? The rain in Spain falls mainly. You don't even know. Y'all too young. But there was, a guy who worked on a lady who was very raw, and he's going to make her into a lady. Maybe it is My Fair Lady. But the point is, if you wanted to do that, that's fine. You want to bring somebody into culture, but we don't do that. They bring people into the culture, and then they say, hey, people that created an amazing culture of, you know, sophisticates and you know, high thinkers, etc. We're going to dumb you down by making you adjust to this new culture. That's what the left does. So now you've got no whites allowed. At one point, you could buy no whites allowed stuff on eBay. I looked, and it looks like they've taken a lot of it off. There's a no whites allowed space that was demanded at the University of Michigan. They built a $10 million campus center for black students. $10 million campus student for black students. A space they wanted to be dedicated to community organizing and social justice specifically for people of color. Yeah. $10 million students center for black students wasn't enough. They still wanted something where they said, no, we don't want any white people to come in. I want you to just think about that if they did anything close to that for whites. Anything close. But no, the left don't see this as racism. They go, that's not racism. That's payback, you know, whatever. Define it however you want. That's racism. After protests at a Washington State college called for a day without white people, a biology professor said he knows it doesn't feel safe on the campus. Student activists complain they're being vilified by conservative media. Evergreen State College students said racial tensions have been simmering in recent weeks, but reached a boiling point. Get this. When a faculty member disagreed with their plans to protest what they say is institutional racism at the Olympia campus. I want you to understand, people, this is where liberalism is born and bred on college campuses. The students, they say, were particularly incensed by an email that surfaced on Twitter between the professor and Rashida Love, director of the First People's Multicultural Advising Services. Weinstein, who is white, allegedly condemned the day of absence event that asked white people to leave. He condemned it. Why? As a human being, as somebody who probably believes that he fought for all the, you know, for the turnover, the turnover in culture that allows blacks to, you know, to become part of society. He believes, this leftist professor believed he fought for that. And now what does he get? He gets discrimination. And he's going, I don't get it. And I'm saying, professor, the dog that you fed is now biting you. You know, don't bite the hand that feeds you. That's what's happening. And he created it. Academia created this themselves. Leftism created this. Let me tell you, folks, this story is a horror story for a lot of these leftists. I read a story, we talked about it, I don't know, it's probably been months ago, but where the professors now are afraid. They're going, we have just created monsters. Thursday at La Botanica from 8 to 11, there's going to be a No White People, an NWA zine party. No Whites Allowed zine party. The zine specifically features and promotes black and brown LGBTQA creatives. I don't know what the A is for, is what the description says. We hope to showcase our talent and create an open space for our voices to be heard. The description goes on to explain that, quote, for a long time, black and brown people, especially those who are queer, have been told that they don't have a space, that they don't have a voice or a say. With this, we would like to create a space. Student Kayla Ramey further elaborated on the event's purpose with this comment. I keep having to make this post, but I'll try one last time so everybody clearly understands. The name of the zine is No Whites Allowed. It is a zine for QPOC and by QPOC. Now, I don't even know what that means. Queer point of something? QPOC. She wrote, noting that while white people are welcome to come to the event, the main goal is to celebrate and empower people that society routinely ignores and rejects. So she names her event No White People Allowed. And it's supposed to support people of color and the gays. So it doesn't include white gay people. So where do the white gay, the white queers go? Huh? What's their deal? Where do they hang out? But here's what they say. This is what's always funny to me. Support from white people and heterosexual people is appreciated, but not necessary for the success of the event. Inclusion is not inherently good, and exclusion is not inherently bad. Guys, I give you leftism. It cherry picks when something's good or bad. It cherry picks it. If it's an all male thing, then it's bad. Why are you excluding women? If it's an all-women's thing, well, it's good. Oh, by the way, men, you can feel free to join in and watch us destroy you, watch us emasculate you, but men, don't you dare do it. White folks, don't you even think about it. If you think about something that's whites only, we are going to rain down a storm on you like you wouldn't believe. Personally, I'm offended by things that say whites only. I'll tell you right now, I'm offended, but I don't care if they do it. If there's somebody out there that just says, Kevin, I just feel more comfortable around white people. Okay, fine. Do your event. I'm going to do my event that includes everybody. People ask me just recently, Kevin, are you uneasy around a lot of white folks? Why? Why would I be? This is what's going on in this culture because of leftism, folks.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.